Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to the Eagles, not former head coach, but the current head coach, Nick Sirianni, of course, on a three-game winning streak, a 5-2 squad, and Nick is brought to us, as he joins us every Tuesday at this time, by Bud Light. Tailgate with Devin Caney at this weekend's Eagles-Kelly Green game. Get the entire list of Devin's tailgate appearances at 94WIP.com/Bud Light. The head coach of the 5-2 Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hello, morning, Nick. Nick, congrats on that victory, and obviously, a three-game winning streak, and I would imagine, but you tell us, is this the best you have felt about your squad this year?
You know, obviously, just one game at a time. We're excited about how last game was. You know, we're on to the next game, though, and focused on Jacksonville, good football team in Jacksonville. And so we know the work that we put in for each week is going to determine, you know, our success that week. So you don't got time to feel good or feel bad, and you just got to move on and play the next play.
Hey, Nick, Jalen's so tremendous in this last game, particularly in the second half, and I wonder, how do you bottle that up and get him to do it again and again and again?
Sure, yeah, he's strung together a couple of nice games in a row here, and taking care of the football, going to the right place with the ball, accurate throws. The offensive line's done a good job of giving him time to throw, and the receivers are getting open. I think the run game's opened that up. So just, you know, again, he's been practicing really well. And so, again, we know our process throughout the week's going to, you know, bottle that up by, you know, putting your head down, working again, having a good Wednesday practice, having a good Thursday practice, having a good Friday practice. So it's not, I know it's not a glamorous thing to say, but it's like that's the truth of it. And, you know, we'll go back to work this week.
Nick, how have the under center snaps changed the offense for the better?
You know, again, each week calls for something different to, you know, to get into, and you know, we've ran the ball out of a different personnel group. Sometimes when you get into that 21 or 22 personnel, or even 13 personnel at times, you know, you don't have a wider range of plays from you know, from the gun. Not to say we don't have any. But you don't have a wider range of plays there. And so, you know, the uptick of that has led to some really good runs. You know, with Ben leading through the line of scrimmage and Saquon having a really good feel for those things. And so, and then, you know, some of the flow of the game, being up late like we have been the last two games, where we've been able to take our starters out, you know, that leads to some things too. But, you know, want to be multiple in what we do, and under center is one of those things.
Nick, doesn't it feel like the offense is most effective when you run the ball a lot? We've seen the stats, and they can be misleading, because if you have a big lead in the fourth quarter, you're going to run it a lot to salt the game away. But it just strikes me like when you guys run it earlier, you're better offensively earlier. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, sure. And every game calls for something different, right? And so there's going to be time where we're going to have to start a game off, and we're going to have to throw it every down. I mean, that's just in that nature of this profession and of this game. Like, you know, there's going to be a team that comes out, loads the box, plays a defense that you don't have the numbers to run it. And so you're going to have to throw it at times, or you change personnel and do something different. And so, again, the way games play out, it can't – you always want to follow different formulas, but, you know, defensive coordinators and other coaches in this league are good coaches, right? And they figure things out, and they make you adjust. So we'll have to adjust. And I know one thing that we do well is run the football and some of the things that come off of that. So that's definitely who we want to be. And we'll see. We'll see how each individual game goes. But that's definitely one thing that we know we're doing really well right now is, you know, the effect that Jalen and Saquon have back there in the backfield, and then also the way our O-line's playing, the way our tight ends are blocking, and the way our receivers are blocking.
Nick, you talk about, building the trust and, you know, other coaches sort of vying against you guys as a staff. Can you take us inside that working relationship that you have with Kellen Moore and how you've sort of tweaked your collaboration since the start of the season to make it so much more successful?
Yeah, I think Kellen's a phenomenal, phenomenal football coach. That's why he's here in the first place. He's had a lot of success at different teams with different players. And so, really enjoy working with Kellen and, coming up with answers each week. And, you know, Kellen and our offensive staff have done an unbelievable job of putting the guys in positions to succeed. So it's just been a good, you learn too, right? You learn different things.
Sure.
You know, I think there's been multiple things that I have in my notes that like, ooh, I like that, Kellen, you know, like what you're thinking right there. I like that thought process. I like that thought process. And it's like, you know, and probably vice versa. You'd have to ask Kellen that, see if he's learned anything from us as well. But you know, it's been awesome. To go through the process each and every week, you know, love coming in here. I love our coaching staff. I spend a lot of time with our coaching staff. And you got to like the guys you're around because you spend so much time around them, more than our families. And so, really appreciate, you know, all the guys, particularly Kellen, and the time that, you know, I've got to spend with him. And I get to see him, you know, even like after work hours because our kids are on same sporting teams. His son's a really good football player. So he's helped our team get better. I think our team's 5-0 right now. So credit to Kellen.
Is your son
well.
Pretty good?
He's good. Yeah,
what's he play?
He plays quarterback and corner.
So wow.
He's a lefty. He's a lefty like Kellen, and so I actually have to ask Kellen for some points. Right? Hey, how do I teach the lefty this or that? And it's the team's doing good. Our coach Haddon's doing a good job over there for our team.
Nick, nice. Nick, a different kind of interview and a different kind of tenor with the media than 2 weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
So Nick, that Washington game the other day, it ends, and you get to see it, and you see the way it ends. Are you at the point, because, you know, you're in a battle now with Washington, are you at the point within the division where you see that and you say, damn it, I wish that didn't just happen?
I try to control the things I can control, but, hey, we're human, and so you find yourself watching Sunday Night Football and rooting against the Cowboys.
Sure.
You find yourself on the plane ride home, checking in on the score. I had no control over it. We had no control over it. But, you know, we can take some things that happened in the game and learn from them. I know everybody has seen how the game ended, and you learn things from those, and you try to put your guys in those situations. So it went from, you know, damn it, I can't believe they lost.
Sure.
To, okay, what can we use here to get our team better? And, you know, that's something that I take a lot of pride in, is that, you know, we talk a lot about situations and things that happen that pop up in the game. And I know we got the players thinking about it, too, when they're texting me saying, hey, they should have done this here or that here. And, you know, and that's just not in NFL games. That's over, college games or anything that it is. I mean, we'll take anything from anybody, you know, to help us learn. It's a wider range of emotions. It's, you know, the upset to, okay, what can we learn from it?
That's a pretty unique relationship that your guys text you back and forth about games. Like, that really is neat to hear about, Nick. It feels like our defense has played with so much fire since, I guess, since the bye. What do you think explains that, Nick?
Yeah, I think, obviously the defensive staff has done a great job of putting the guys in positions to succeed. And I think anytime you talk about defense, it's always going to start with, are you playing physical? Are you playing on their side of the line of scrimmage? Are you defeating blocks and getting off blocks? Are you making tackles, right? When you have opportunities to take the ball away, are you doing that? And so I think our guys have been playing with great fundamentals because our coaches have been coaching their butts off with the fundamentals. And then, you know, we've just been on the same page. You know, there's a couple mental errors that happened in the game that led to some big plays in the last couple of weeks. But I think the coaches have worked so hard to get the guys to understand in the meeting room and the walkthroughs of, what we're doing versus every different look, right? On defense, you call it defense, but you don't know. Like on offense, you call an offense and boom, you go out and you know where to line up right away. And then you got to figure out what the defense is, what structure they're in. On defense, you call it defense, and depending on how they line up, is how you got to line up. And so it starts in a completely different mode. And so, you know, being on the same page is critical, and I think that we've done a really good job. I think I was just watching the TV copy this morning of our game, and I love how we're playing as a team and the excitement that they show, together after plays. Like, I'm watching it, and Zach or N'Kobe runs up with the football after Zach stripped the football, and he shoves it in his chest, and they're celebrating, they're going crazy because they've worked so hard to do that. And I love when things like that happen because you're constantly trying to build team. You know, it's a long process to build a team, and all the little nuggets that show that the team is coming together and are fruits of your labor is really cool and really. End up appreciating those things and taking a lot of pride in those things.
Nick, do you always watch the TV copy, or is that just something like every once in a while you'll check it out to see if you can catch anything? That seems like, you know, an unusual thing to do. Like, I know the All 22 is what the coaches normally dig into. What makes you watch the TV copy?
Yeah, good question. I've been doing that for a long time. Obviously, my first time watching the game or the first 10 times watching the game are from the All 22.
Mm-hmm.
What you can get from the TV copy that I've used my entire career, it really goes back to when I was playing. I would put a tape into the VCR. That's how old I am. I'd hit record, and I was playing wideout in college, and I would just tape all the games that were going to be on CBS or whatever that
totally.
Was. And I would look for individual shots of the wide receivers, and the DBs, right? Because you get it. What happens is you get a different look of the game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, you can see the footwork better. You can see the fundamentals. I'm obsessed with fundamentals. And so you see the fundamentals better when it's zoomed in on the guy, right? Yeah. And so you look for those. Now you get, you know, you get 15 clips a game from offense, 15 clips a game from defense that really show it, but you got to sort through all that. And you watch it and you get those zoomed in looks. You know, you get to see different things on different angles of like, hey, was that really a penalty here? Or was it, you know what I mean? So you go through it that way as well. And so that's always been part of my process dating back to, I'm aging myself, 2001 when I'm playing wide receiver at Mount Union. So I really value that because I really think that you can learn a lot from it, and I think your players can learn a lot from it.
Nick, great stuff. Two final things here, Nick. Doug Peterson, your opponent this weekend. I'm curious if in these last 4 years you and Doug have ever had a moment to talk about what it is like to be the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. There's only, I could add it up, 5 or 6 or 7 of you guys alive that have done it. Have you guys ever shared that conversation?
Yeah, I've appreciated Coach Peterson, and you know, I've obviously respect the heck out of him and all the things that he's done as a head football coach and a player in this league. And we've had conversations for sure. He was so helpful when I first took the job. I really admire that, you know, kind of talking through the different players, you know, different things. And I always admired that. Like, I'm not sure. Like, I think about, hey, if I leave a place, you know, am I gonna help that person out? I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's what makes me admire Doug, is like, you know, that he was willing to help me, you know, as I stepped into the role that he had previously. And so you admire that. And you know, that actually happened with one of the coaches. In 2009, my first year with the Kansas City Chiefs, I actually took Kevin Petullo's job. Like, their staff went out, and I took Kevin's job, and I remember calling Kevin because Chan Gailey was still the coordinator, and Kevin just helped me out of getting through things and doing things, and leads to this relationship. So that's the cool thing about coaching, is like that. You know, all these, everyone, you know, it's a brotherhood, and it's a, you know, you go through unique things together. So I admire Kevin, obviously, as I tell that story, and I admire Doug for those things. And hopefully when I get an opportunity to do the same, I will. I'll do the same, knowing that, you know, people have helped me in the past, a job that I've stepped into.
That is really fascinating that he did that. That is a really cool story, Nick. It really is.
He's a good man.
Yeah, that's
a good football coach and a good man.
Tremendous. Nick, final thing to the really important things in life. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, I don't think I'll get it. What is it, Thursday?
Thursday.
Is that when Halloween is?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be. I don't know if I'm going to make it home for that. So I'll be here. I'll be dressed as Coach Sirianni, yeah, with the same outfit I have on each and every week, and then I'll get some pictures sent.
Well, Nick, you know what?
From my wife.
You know what's the funny thing? So I was Buddy Ryan when I was about 9 or 10 years old. So there probably are any number of thousands of kids in the Delaware Valley.
Yeah, how's that feel?
They'll be
knowing
you.
Knowing people are dressed up as you.
You. Yeah.
That's cool. I wish my kids would do that. They're going for a different, you know, Taylor's going to be Taylor Swift. And so, you know, sure. That's Miles is a police officer. I don't know what Jacob is. But, yeah, so that I don't think – I know none of them are Nick Sirianni, though, so it is what it is.
There you go. Hey, Nick, good luck on Sunday versus the Jags, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Thanks,
Nick.
All right, there he is. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.